This is Dr. Mejia, the temple patient Steven Sanelli, S-A-N-E-L-L-I, medical records 155224, date of birth 2-19-1984, referring physician self-procedure performed EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure May 19, 2023, indications, hysteronisin fundoplication, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, post-surgical changes consistent with nisin fundoplication period, post-surgical changes noted in the cardiac side of the junction with some erythema and erosions around the fundoplication site in the cardiac site. Biopsies were taken, period. Number 2, mild gastritis. Number 3, esophagitis, LA class B. Number 3, nodularity of the G-junction, period, paragraph. Left home insertion, second portion of the duodenum. Complication done immediately. Medication, aspirin, anesthesia, care, period, paragraph. Overall procedure, aspirin, EGD template, period, paragraph. Findings, otopharynx, apionoma, period, paragraph, esophagus. There's erythema and erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with LA class B esophagitis, period, paragraph. There's nodularity of the G-junction, biopsy taken, period, in the cardiac side of the G-junction. There's some erythema and erosions around the post-surgical area, period. Biopsies were taken, period. Anatomy of the stomach is consistent with post-nisin fundoplication status, period. There's some erythema in the antrum and body of the stomach, biopsies taken, period, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, untrace flutations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Next number, we start the patient on pantoprazole 40 milligrams PO daily. Next number, patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. End of dictation.